tomorrow we got the same. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We're hearing word of another rescue in Haiti a full week after the earthquake. This time it was a woman who was found in the rubble of what used to be Haiti's National Cathedral. Two more people are inside the cathedral and are believed to be alive. The death toll has been revised upwards to 200,000, and many Americans are still unaccounted for.
We still continue our efforts to try to determine the status of the roughly 45,000 American citizens. Most of them are dual citizens of the United States and Haiti.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley. Getting food, water, and medical supplies to those who need it is still a monumental task. Some troops from the 82nd Airborne are standing guard outside a hospital where the crowds outside have grown so large it's interfering with the work of doctors. A big storm and a rare tornado warning in Los Angeles. We're live with ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, right now it's nasty outside. That tornado warning is up for South L.A. So far, no tornado has been seen, but folks here like this guy are on alert.
It's ugly, man. But it's going to get worse this week.
An even bigger storm is expected here on Thursday. Sherry?
After today's special election in Massachusetts, we could see a power shift in Washington. From Boston, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
It was 1972, the last time Massachusetts elected a Republican to the U.S. Senate. But many voters we met here today say it's time to do it again.
It's about Obamacare. I watched them cram that thing down people's throats that ignored even good ideas from Republicans.
I voted for Coakley to keep the Democrats in control of the Senate, and that's the only reason.
Turnout among core supporters is key for both the Democrat, Martha Coakley, and the Republican, Scott Brown, on this snowy special election day. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Boston.
Checking the markets at this hour, the Dow is up 115 points, and the NASDAQ is up 31 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Here are some actual comments made by doctors, nurses, and parents about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
This is the only thermometer my 3-year-old granddaughter will let me use.
It's accurate and great for squirmy babies.
I can even take their temperature while they're sleeping without waking them up.
Just a quick scan of her head and bam, it's taken. It's awesome. I'd recommend it to anyone.
As a parent and a healthcare provider, this is the best one I've found.
Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Home model. Available at Costco and other fine retailers.
Today, it's so important. How can you tell if you or someone in your family has come down with the flu? Early symptoms to look for include body aches and fever. What medicine should you take to relieve these symptoms? The fact is, Advil not only relieves the body aches and pains that can come with the flu, it also reduces fever fast. Next time you get the flu, trust Advil. Get more flu facts at Advil.com. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Use as directed.
The Justice Department has announced the arrests of 22 employees of military and law enforcement suppliers for allegedly scheming to bribe foreign officials. ABC's Vic Ratner says the FBI sting operation involved an agent posing as a defense minister for an African country.
They thought they were making a deal to bribe an African defense minister, buying guns and military equipment. But almost two dozen American executives of companies including Smith & Wesson were actually dealing with an FBI sting operation. Now the FBI has arrested 22 of them for violating laws against bribery, seizing records in 14 different search warrants.
New research shows men and women changing roles when it comes to the financial end of the marriage.
In Desperate Housewives lately, one of them really wants to have a job.
You know how much that job means to me.
And the husband understands.
After you have the baby, go back to your job.
Probably a good choice. The Pew Research Center finds women in greater numbers are bringing home the bacon, and as a result, men in marriage are getting a bigger economic boost. What's more, says Pew, in today's world, a larger share of men are married to women who have higher education and more income than they do. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Author Eric Siegel has died. He wrote the book Love Story and also the screenplay for the movie. Eric Siegel was 72. He had been battling Parkinson's disease for years. This is ABC News.
Introducing the new Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express. The only charge card that earns triple points on airfare, double points on gas and groceries, a single point on everything else. Points you can use for over a million rewards, including travel on any airline, anytime. The annual fee for the first year is on us, and you can earn 10,000 bonus points with your first purchase. Start earning brilliantly. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com to apply.
See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. 2 inches of rain for San Rafael since this time yesterday. Nearly 2 inches in the Santa Cruz Mountains. More than 2 inches in parts of Santa Clara County. And Lloyd Lindsay-Young says the worst is expected tomorrow.
This one looks like a whopper, the biggest so far this week. Then Thursday and Friday, lesser amounts of precipitation. Wind gusts tomorrow could be 50 to 70 miles an hour.
Thousands are without power around the Bay Area, scattered outages everywhere, and significant ones in the South Bay, including the Santa Cruz area. And it's left a mess on the roads. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Frank Sullivan.
Boy, it definitely has. In fact, if you approach the Caldecott Tunnel, you're going to find problems. Westbound 24 at the tunnel. The tunnel is closed, at least the right bore. So Caltrans can try and deal with water in the tunnel. There's no word as to when that's going to reopen. Sonoma County, Highway 121 and Highway 12, that is closed due to flooding. Traffic is being diverted around the area. If you're northbound on 121, you must continue on to Highway 116 and take either Watma or Leverone into Sonoma. Again, no word as to when that is going to be lifted. Hammermill paper plus paper, a Hammermill copy plus paper, is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free, just $23.99 per case at Office Depot after $15 mail-in rebate ends 123. Hammermill, no worries. I'm Frank Sullivan, KGO Radio News.
56 in San Francisco, complete weather coverage throughout the afternoon on KGO or in the news links section of KGORadio.com. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
All right, we don't know how many people have died. 100, 200,000 people, huge. But this is a country where TB and malaria and AIDS were rampant already. Children are already malnourished. Hygiene already a challenge. This may be one of the worst medical disasters ever. Not saying it is, or for sure it's going to be. But as it's starting to unfold, it's certainly possible. When infection and disease starts to take hold, you'll see the resources even pouring in, becoming overwhelmed. Bacterial infection and wounds, constant issue. Water is at a premium. We're going to see massive cases of diarrhea. Children, the weak, and elderly will die unnecessarily from this disease because it's easily treated with water and rehydration salts under normal conditions. But how do you get that? The IVs, the needles. You see, the issue is the same as it is in so many places in the world, and we just refuse to see it. And that is getting the services to the people. I hate to weave it into this particular monologue, but it's laughable when you think how difficult it is to get, you know, 15 cents worth of medicine to people in Africa. And, you know, my son did that documentary, 37 million and counting, and the whole point was here's a disease that blinds people, make them wish they were dead. And the medicine is free. The drug company supplies a medication free on a humanitarian basis, and they can't deliver it. They can't deliver it. So the frustration among medical teams in Haiti, who have flown in mobile hospitals and tons of supplies, can't get them set up because there's no roads. There's no security. There's like no government. And because of the amount of time that's gone by, there are going to be all kinds of issues arising that wouldn't it be easy for me sitting here in the comfort of our Western lives and saying, well, if the, you know, if more time didn't go by, then we got there and blah, blah. You can't know. You just can't know. Everything from diabetes to treating illnesses is going to be a lot of problems. Going to be a lot of problems. And I see the looks on some of these doctors' faces from television and saying, boy, I don't know if I trained for this. But a lot of these doctors have experience in this. And We'll just see. Cross your fingers. And something, I can't remember the tragedy. Yes, I remember the tragedy. The last tragedy was a tsunami where I had to talk about this because I'm starting to see this running around the blogs and the emails. And that is, this is gross. I'm sorry, friends, but we got to deal with it. The piles of dead bodies. You don't get sick from dead bodies. And if you look at any disaster manual, I mean a manual that tells you how to deal with massive disaster, all right? They're going to say something that offends most laymen who read these manuals. Leave the bodies alone. It may be counterintuitive, but study after study has concluded that a dead body poses little health threat. I mean, there's a couple of little exceptions. We don't have to get into it because it's not happening there. After disaster, don't worry about burying the dead. Take the time to identify. Focus your attention on helping the living. And still, as of today, people being pulled out of the rubble alive. Now, here are some things about this. I'm just going to quickly read you the headlines. So how dead bodies can affect you negatively. Yes, they'll make you sick. Yes, the visceral response you have is totally normal. It's not a pleasant thing. The sight, the smell, I'm not even going to mention some of the things that you can see in these situations having to do with feral animals. Nausea and vomiting is universal. Then there's survivor guilt. Reminds you that you may have made it. They didn't. Then you have religious obedience. In some religions, you're instructed to look after the dead and quickly. Respecting the dead. You just say somebody's just lying there. It's hard to have that reverence and respect for the dead. Recovery symbolism. Unburied bodies indicate the society is still in chaos. And then the stigma and ghosts. And every society, no matter how sophisticated, take these things seriously. We have not outgrown this, right? We have a very strong belief in ghosts. So in other societies, their fiction, their slang, everything, could support that. And that's no fun, all right? Let's move on to doctors in another part of the world. This I had no idea this was going on. They just trying to pass a law in Iraq that will allow doctors to carry weapons, all right, to help physicians subjected to kidnapping and murder and tribal demands cope with it. Hundreds and hundreds of doctors have been killed in Iraq. And among the things the doctors there have to deal with, listen to this. Doctors in Iraq complain about a tribal tradition where the family of a patient who dies while in a doctor's care demands payment. That's right. Tribal tradition. This draft law trying to foresee a possible prison sentence and a fine against anyone who demands a tribal settlement from a doctor. Medical specialists, of course, have become a target for insurgents, militias, and kidnappers in search of ransoms. The law would also allow the government, and listen to this, I had no idea of this one. The law would also allow the government to lift Iraq's usual retirement age of 63 for doctors, forced retirement, and let doctors work until 70 if they are needed, and to build residential compounds for physicians near hospitals and other health institutions. So you see, we've got a long ways to go. On the subject, this is it's about doctors, but I think there's a couple of life lessons in this. This is the issue of how do we pick physicians when it comes down to applying to medical school. And, you know, test scores may be okay, but what I mean is just okay. Does that mean you can't get into medical school if you're a fabulous person and you'd be a great doctor? It doesn't seem to matter to medical schools. It's how you do on the tests. And this article, New York Times, is raising this. In other words, do we need to be good at multiple choice exams to be a good doctor? They talk about the MCATs. Everyone applying to medical school, you got to take the MCATs, a tough test. Competition, of course, is fierce. You get 42,000 highly qualified people applying to medical schools every year. There are 18,000 slots. There is no reliable, standardized way to evaluate personality on an application. But they did a study here of doctors in Belgium to look at what personality traits make people a good doctor. First, they have a 7-year program. A lot of places, there's some places in the United States that do this. It's total 7 years. Here is 4 years for your bachelor's degree and then 4 years of medical school. That's 8 years. So some of these places combine college and medical school into a 7-year program. But here are, as far as we can tell, the 5 personality traits that make up the human personality. All of us have a different level of the following. If you think of something else, let me know. Extroversion, neuroticism, openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. In other words, to evaluate a human being, you want to know how conscientious they are, how agreeable they are, how open they are, how neurotic they are, and extroverted they are. Well, they found that with these personality tests, there was a striking correlation with a medical student's performance. Neuroticism, or an individual's likelihood of becoming emotionally upset, was a constant predictor of a student's poor academic performance and even dropping out. Conscientiousness was a particularly important predictor of success. And the importance of openness and agreeableness increased over time, though neither did as significantly as extroversion. Extroverts invariably struggle early on in medical school, but wind up excelling as their training entailed less time in the classroom and more time with patients. I think this is fascinating. Now, if they were to add a personality test to medical school applications, everybody would learn, you know, how to answer it to make it look like you have more extroversion and openness and agreeableness and conscientiousness. But nevertheless, it's worth looking at. This is tricky. I had no idea how big skin lightening creams were. Products like Fair and White, Hypergel, being used by lots of people you know from sports and movies, from showbiz, and regular old folks. And they are not benign. If you just insist on doing this, for whatever reason, I don't question, although there's a part of me that's bothered by people of color thinking somehow, and it's sad, isn't it, that they're more acceptable if their skin is lighter. But more important, if you're going to do it, please talk to a dermatologist, because we're seeing all kinds of side effects. Some of these, and I, once again, had no idea, contain the most powerful anti-inflammatory, most powerful cortisone preparation known to mankind. And you do not want to put that on your skin without the help of a dermatologist, because I'm looking at some pretty ugly pictures here and some side effects. And you buy these over the counter, and that's the problem. And here's one doctor here. This is a dermatologist, chief resident dermatology at Downstate. Sees one case of severe side effects from skin lightening creams at least once a week. And the things they can contain are nuts, just incredible things. And they work, but they're just way powerful for over-the-counter sales. Now, a lot of you seek this out, by the way. You know what melasma is? It's a pigmenting of the cheeks and the forehead you get from just being pregnant, birth control pills, and menopause. I'm not saying everybody that uses these products does so for the reason I imply. Let's see what else here. No indication. The main steroid in there is clobetasol. It says there is no indication here to ever use that on the face, and yet that is contained in these products. And then on a lighter note, although I don't know, this is going to get you shaking your head back and forth. Here is a new skin dye. It's a vulva dye. And I'll mention the name of it, my new pink button. And I'm reading this on a website, testimonials, which does not really support this. To restore pink to a woman in that particular place in their body, this world's moving faster than I can keep up with it. You don't need it. Okay, tell me what this is about. I said to Heather, Heather, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. This must have gotten buried in all the news with Haiti. But ABC News evidently is under an undercover investigation here, has found coded references to the Bible and New Testament and Jesus inscribed on high-powered rifle sights used by the U.S. military. This is almost a billion-dollar contract to this company. And while U.S. military rules prohibit the proselytizing of any religion in Iraq or Afghanistan, every site contains quotes from 2 Corinthians 4:6. I won't even read you the quotes. And the company says, hey, they've always been there. Nothing wrong with it. The issue is being raised by a group that is not Christian. Whew. The company said the practice began under its founder, a devout Christian from South Africa, killed in a plane crash. And we endeavor to have our products used wherever precision aiming solutions are required to protect individual freedom. We believe that America is great when its people are good. And the goodness has been based on Bible standards. I don't know. And here we have interviews with Air Force officers and Army groups saying, yeah, they've been told that commanders have referred to the weapons with these sites as spiritually transformed firearms. And he said coded biblical instructions play into the hands of those willing to call this a crusade. You don't want to call it a crusade. That was probably one of the most embarrassing times in the history of the Western world. If you'd like an insight, if you have a romantic view of the Crusades and you want to see the lowest that human beings, well, is it the lowest they've ever gotten? Let me think. No, we've managed to hit that nadir a few times in the last 1,000 years. A book I've recommended before, heavy reading. If you haven't got a strong stomach, these are first-hand accounts written by Crusaders from the period called Deus Lovo. D-E-U-S means God. Lovolt, what does that mean? We salute you? L-O-V-O-L-T. It's a phenomenal book, and for them to raise the Crusades, as that's what we're doing, is really, really scary to me. I don't know, who would Jesus shoot? Does he know? I mean, what do you, how do you weave that in to the humanist values that lie beneath most religions? All right, you ready? First, what are you doing to save this poor planet of ours? And then more important, you're going to love this. It's got to affect your household. Is it affecting your primary relationship? Fill in the blanks, and if you can, I will for you. You want to look out for this one. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Uses directed.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are you tired of low water pressure? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe.
I just figured, okay, I got some new copper pipes, and that was it. I didn't really think much about it at the time. But now, 7 years later, I can honestly say that I would 100% refer MasterServe. When they say you've got a lifetime guarantee on whatever we install, let me tell you what, they have responded and have stood to their word. If you're going to pay somebody to put in new copper plumbing for you, don't you want to know that if you have a problem, you could depend on them to come back and fix that problem and not charge you for it? I mean, how great is that?
Now MassServe is offering a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. Add in up to $1,650 in tax credits and rebates, and it really is the best time to repipe your house. Call 1-800-806-REPIPE. That's 1-800-806-7374. 1-800-806-REPIPE. Or visit repipenow.com.
You
Dr. Dina Dell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Gwen. How you doing, Gwen?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My comment, Doctor, was in regards to the statement you just made regarding the growth of skin lightening cosmetics that are on the line or that are available, and yep. how many more people are using them. And it really smacks what Senator Reid was saying, his comment about lighter skin people. And among the African Americans, and I am an African American, I can honestly share with you that it is not our desire to be lighter, but our desire to be accepted. And no. that is something that you cannot deny. And unfortunately, things were taken wrong with the way the senator said that, but it is very true. And I think that really is an indication of just how true it is, that number of companies that are now supplying those ointments and things. And they're probably being purchased most by people of color. And that does not just mean the African-American community. There are, among all non-white races, a desire to look lighter because you are accepted more easily.
Gwen, you've expressed it all so beautifully and directly and clearly. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. It's about acceptance. Do I blame people who want bigger breasts or curly hair or all this? No, they're just falling for, you know, falling for the status quo of our mental growth in all this. And it's a funny world, isn't it? Now, I have, there's so many places we could go with this. First, you're right, it's not just African-American people, of course. It's they have here Latino people. I'm reading a list of all people in all places in the world where this idea of lighter is better. Where that came from, we can guess, we can imagine, but there are funny little spin-offs, aren't there? You look at, for instance, just skin color, how, you know, Caucasian people want to be suntanned. And when Coco Chanel came back from France in pre-war era with a suntan, everybody was amazed because having a suntan then among white people was a sign of being low class. It meant you were out in the sun all the time, where, you know, white-collar people, high-class people, stayed indoors under umbrellas. And I'll tell you, I'll give you an example just to support the truth of what you're saying that many of you may be surprised at. And it's the country of Israel. Now, for those of you who think, who have a stereotypical thoughts about Jewish people, go to Israel, because you will see in Israel all kinds of people, Northern European light-skinned Jews, as well as very darker-skinned Jews from Africa and other areas in the world. And even in Israel, there is a stratification. And I know a lot of people on the outside of ethnic groups think that everybody is the same within the walls of an ethnic group, and it's just not so. People will separate themselves based on these things. And, you know, Jews can become racist, and black people can become racist, and all of us can fall for this. And in Israel, if you're, you know, if these are generalizations, they're not absolutes, of course. I hope we're all mature enough to talk about testy subjects like this, you know, and be a little relaxed with it. That if I've seen cases where European white-skinned Jews are upset if their daughter brings home a darker-skinned Jew. All right, and there are people black as any black person you've seen, and they're Jewish. You know, that's the Ethiopian deal. So the bottom line here is these, and I don't want to condemn anybody buying these creams because some people do it for melasma and other kind of skin conditions, but in general, you know, it's buying into this myth as opposed to what Gwen says. It's about acceptance regardless of what the color of your skin is. And there's nothing more to be said. All right. I want to talk to you about relationships when we come back. And this has got to, I've seen this. I've watched this. I see it in our home a little bit. You know, I know we're all trying to save the planet, but what you do, how is that affecting your relationship? Any arguments? 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. These storms already have dropped more than 2 inches of rain on the Bay Area and knocked out power to almost 450,000 PG&E customers. That includes Kenyatta College and College of San Mateo on the peninsula, which are closed until at least 5 p.m. today. The third bore of the Caldecott Tunnel is closed because of flooding. In Southern California, a tornado warning has been in effect for the past hour in southern Los Angeles and Orange counties. American paratroopers landed in the capital city of Haiti today. Hundreds of Haitians are arriving in the U.S. for medical help, and several U.S. hospitals are being prepped to receive an untold number of Haitian children orphaned by the quake. This is KGO.
Are you being investigated by the criminal division of the IRS or state? You have a lot of rights, and you have a lot of decisions to make. You have the Fifth Amendment privilege to remain silent, or you can waive that privilege and present your case to the authorities and negotiate with them. If you have a criminal case, it may be followed by a civil case, and what you do in one case may affect the other. Getting representation as soon as you know you're being criminally investigated may be crucial. It may be the difference between preventing a minor case turning into a major one or other dire circumstances. We are also very sensitive how this affects your business as well as how it affects you personally. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. For an attorney-client privilege consultation, call 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
When I first got these guys, I had a white carpet, which was really bad news with two little puppies. And I had somebody else come in, and they just didn't do a good job.
Carrie Wills, a real Coit customer.
I got a recommendation from my mom, so I gave Coit a call.
Want it clean? Want to save 40%? Call Coit.
I really was amazed when I came in and saw the carpet. It was clean. It was fluffed up. And they just did an excellent job. I was very, very pleased.
If you want it clean and you want to save 40%, then call Coit at 1-800-4-COIT. Save 40% on any cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, draperies, air ducts, even tile and grout. Save 40% plus get a free written estimate and a 100% money-back guarantee.
I am a real COIT customer. These are my real dogs. This is my real house.
Call 1-800-FOR-COIT and save 40%.
I absolutely recommend COIT to all my friends.
People you trust. Trust Coit.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
When you want to talk to someone, you just pick up the phone and dial. But what if it weren't that easy? Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and I'm excited to tell you about the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP. If you or someone you know has trouble seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering, CTAP has specialized phones available at no cost to you. These phones flash for incoming calls, turn up the outgoing volume, have big buttons for easier viewing, remember numbers, and more. To learn more about this program, call CTAP at 800-806-1191. My mom had Alzheimer's disease, so I know what a difference these phones can make in keeping people connected to those we love. There's no cost, no obligation, age, or income requirement for this state program. To download your certification form, visit ddtp.org or call CTAP at 800-806-1191. The number again, 800-806-1191. Communicate your way.
This year, stop making resolutions that don't work and start losing weight with a plan that does. Weight Watchers Online. It's Weight Watchers, but it's completely online with 31,000 food options, 1,800 recipes, and restaurant guides. And it's customizable so you can live life, learn to lose weight, and keep it off. Sign up for free. Go to WeightWatchers.com and start today. Weight Watchers Online. Stop dieting. Start living. Sign up fee waived with purchase of 3-month savings plan. Automatically renews until you cancel. Hurry. Offer ends March 13th.
Did you know sinus pressure from colds is often nasal swelling due to inflammation? Advil Cold and Sinus. Get the right medicine for the real problem. Ask for it at the pharmacy counter.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome back to the program. as if couples need more things to fight about. And yet, sometimes the thing you fight about is not the thing you're fighting about, right? It's a piece in the New York Times that is is certainly of the times. We're talking about therapists reporting an increase in green disputes. Maybe we have to call it green divorce. I'll give you an example, and you tell me what's going on here. Here is a couple. We'll call him Gordon and his girlfriend, Shelley. She is a high priestess. She is a high priestess of environmentalism and recycling. She raises chickens in her home in Santa Barbara. She's following permaculture in her garden. Gordon, he orders more things online than she thinks he should. But he does recycle the packaging. He bikes 12 and a half miles to and from his job at a software company in Santa Barbara. He recycles as much as possible, takes reusable bags to the grocery store, and still Shelley feels he hasn't gone far enough. What do you do? You want to put odds on this one? What are the Vegas odds on this relationship? She chides him for running the water too long while he shaves or showers. She finds it depressing that he continues to buy items online when her aim is for them to lead a less materialistic life. He refuses to go out and eat sushi with her anymore because he can't stand to hear her grill the waiters. None of it is sustainable or local. And I'm not eating cod or rockfish. As awareness of environmental concerns has grown, therapists say they are seeing a rise in bickering between couples and family members over the extent to which they should change their lives to save the planet. Therapists agree that the green issue can quickly become poisonous because it is so morally charged. Friends or family members who are not devoted to the environmental cause can become irritated by life choices they view ostentatiously by self-denying or politically correct. Those with a heightened focus on environmental issues can find it hard to refrain from commenting on things they view as harmful. And they go on and on and on here. I think you get the point. And I when I was younger, was a very militant vegetarian, and that was before vegetarianism even was in the American vocabulary. It was a hippie thing, not the stuff of talk shows. And, you know, we'd go into people's houses, and we'd peer in their refrigerators and decide, ooh, we can't be friends with them. They're meteors. We just saw the whole world divided by people who had compassion for animals and people who didn't, and that was a cause of war and pestilence, and, you know how the thinking goes. But it was really about moral superiority. Because, you know, we were being beat up in those days for just being hippies. You know, if you grew your hair a little long, you couldn't even cross international borders. Nixon didn't want you coming into this country, even if you were American and you left. So I think this is about obsession. It's about a whole bunch of things. And to me, it's just like weight loss and exercise and all these other deals. If a lot of people did a little bit, you get a much bigger impact than a few people going overboard. And there are exceptions to everything. Like someone turned the water off in my house. They thought they were helping me. No, the water in my house comes from a spring right up the mountain here, and it just pours out onto the ground. So anything I take is not making a difference whatsoever. I will always have water here because it's my own water system. So people turn the water off. It's like somebody who has seven kids, and they drive a big car. Leave them alone. You'd rather they drive three Priuses? Is that going to help the world? Make these people drive? So some people have a reason. And it, again, it's the bottom line. It's like dieting. Don't tell me how holy you feel because you ate a low-cal lunch. I want to know your total caloric consumption for the month. Then we'll see where we separate the men from the boys. And the same goes for, quote, carbon footprints and environmentalism. You know, it's the bottom line package of the impact that you make upon your environment. All right, let's talk to Tim in Des Moines. You're calling us from WHO, Kyle's home base, huh?
Yes, I have a question regarding male supplement, herbal supplements for men, both regarding the prostate health and those supplements that claim to have Viagra-type benefits, such as Yohimbe bark. What do you know about these things? I hear them advertised. But I really don't know the benefits of either.
Sure, sure. Well, the first thing to ask is if you're having any of these issues, I'd want you to, go get it checked out, because especially you mentioned the Viagra type thing, as ED can be the first symptom of heart disease and diabetes and a whole bunch of other things. So don't be glib about that. One, two. If any of these things worked, they'd be a lot more popular than they are, wouldn't they? And yet, it is strange to me that some of the weirder things still persist. We thought with the Viagra revolution that there would be less demand for rhinoceros horn in China. There isn't. The cultural beliefs around all this stuff, like male performance and function, are so deep that the fact that there is something that works out there hasn't shaken it. So Yohimbine was, before the days of Viagra, we had high hopes for. The studies were all over the place, and I think ultimately Yohimbi was not found to be a great stimulant. And yet we continue to search. There may be herbal drugs out there that are capable of it, and there are some examples of some herbs. I mean, for instance, if you talk to a lot of couples, they'll tell you that they use cannabis. And I have, I have no reason to doubt these folks. So in a sense, it's an herb, right? And it can be a sexual a stimulant, aphrodisiac, as it were. Anything that describes making you bigger or any of that stuff, nonsense, nonsense, nonsense. So the bottom line is that with herbs, remember, they do not have to prove their case to anybody. Please don't ever forget this. We are so skeptical as consumers. I don't understand a world where we're afraid and hesitant about a vaccine, but we're such suckers for anything that comes down the pike, that claims to be natural or an herb. Where is our skepticism? I wouldn't mind it if you were skeptical overall. In other words, I would say to you, yes, question authority, question your doctor, question scientists, question everybody who tells you something. And what you will find is that scientists can offer you research to prove that what they're saying and doing, and scientific doctors, works. So ask the same questions of everybody. I don't mind that. But beware that none of these products are required to prove that they're effective or safe before going on the market. That's just the way it is. Maybe someday we'll change that law, but right now that is the law of the land. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay tuned.
A car accident is bad enough, so that's why GEICO makes it easy to file a claim. You can do it online or over the phone. Then you go to geico.com to track your claim, view photos of the damage, or print an estimate. And for as long as you own your car, repairs are guaranteed when you use a GEICO recommended repair shop. GEICO's easy peasy lemon squeezy claim service, they call it. Okay, it's just me that calls it that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with GEICO?
It's the money I am saving with GEICO. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you suffer from toenail fungus, start the new year with new toes. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Their doctors can eliminate the cause of toenail fungus using a patented new treatment in as little as one 30-minute session. Just ask their patients.
If you really want to have really great, beautiful toenails, I recommend that you do it, because believe me, it does work.
At 800-NEW-TOES, there's no prescription medication, no side effects, and no anesthesia needed. Here's Mike, who tried everything before the new toes treatment.
For 8 years, I put the creams and the gel every morning, did nothing. Well, kept it at bay, but it never got rid of it. And now they are perfect.
At 1-800-NEW-TOES, every patient meets with a board-certified foot specialist. Call 1-800-639-8637 to schedule an appointment, or go to 800newtoes.com by January 31st to get an online coupon worth $50 off the regular price. With 6 locations throughout the Bay Area, there's an office near you. Call 1-800-NEW-TOES. Put your best foot forward.
Wish you could escape for a two-night getaway to your favorite destination, but only have a one-night budget? They say the best things in life are free. That's why Four Sisters Inns is giving you a complimentary second night at nearly all of their locations. These 14 boutique inns are tucked away in some of the Bay Area's best destinations. Places like Monterey Peninsula, Santa Cruz, Half Moon Bay, and Wine Country, including Napa, Sonoma, and Healdsburg. In addition to your free night, you'll enjoy a complimentary full breakfast, afternoon wine and hors d'oeuvres, and their famous freshly baked cookies. Rates start at $180 to $275, depending on location. The offer is simple. Stay one night and you get the second night free, and the offer is good through March 31st, 2010. Restrictions do apply. To get more information or make reservations, call the Four Sisters Inn at 800-234-1425 or log on to foursisters.com.
Dr. Dean here. Let's talk to Aaron. How you doing, Aaron? Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Dean. So what I got to say is I think really this is my excuse to call in and just say thank you for all the years and the service you provide. I just really think you're great, and I've been listening to you for more years than I could probably recount. But my reason to call in was I just only just now stopped cracking up when you were talking about the green divorce or the green fighter on the house. You know, I live in San Francisco. I'd say my wife and I were, you know, she's the super green one, and I'm probably 90% greener than all the other friends that I have, and yet around the house it comes up all the time. You know, we're nowhere near a divorce, but, you know, it's definitely the fights come up where there's always something more I could be doing. And I'm like, yeah, but we're doing so much more than everybody else.
Wow. You know, I got to ask you, do you see any of the dynamics in this anywhere else in the relationship, or is it the green stuff that has insidiously entered, and that seems to be the hot-button issue here?
It's probably, I know, I can see that's definitely true. I mean, and yeah, we bicker and fight about lots of stuff, but at the heart, we have a really, really good relationship.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's one of the things that we fight good-natured about, and sometimes, you know, it gets a little more heated than it probably should. But the way you described it, I just thought that was just absolutely hysterical.
Yes. Well, you should go to the New York Times, get the full article. You'll have a ball, because it talks about, you know, when they go to visit relatives and how you handle all this. And, you know, I tell you something. This offers an opportunity, and this is always worth exploring, for people to express certain feelings that they have that might not come up normally. In other words, it's a good thing. In other words, how often do you get to, you know, to rant and rave against your spouse when you know your heart of heart, you are right, you are taking the superior path, and you got them where you want them? And very often it is about power relationships, and it is about being right, and it's the holier than thou syndrome. And we all fall into this. We do. Just look around us, not just in our relationships. We all want to feel better. In other words, the person who's the criticizer feels more powerful and safer and feels better, tries to feel better about themselves by being a person who's always being critical of others. But here you have something that is inherently good. And I remember as a kid, you know, with vegetarianism, I wasn't such a kid, but I could feel better than everybody else and my parents and my friends. It gave me a sense of power and uniqueness in a world that seemed to, you know, want to squash that. So I keep an eye on it. And the fact is, what you're saying is the truth. You guys are doing so much better than most people. And of course, if most people did what you guys are doing, you know, we'd have this, we'd have a big part of the problem solved without getting into the specific issues. And some things people do for instance, there are areas where municipally they separate the garbage. You don't need to recycle everything separately. Every community has their own little standards. Some things, recycling is not working right now because it's very expensive, and with a change in the economy, it isn't so worth it to haul broken bottles to the glass plant, etc. So it's a moving target all the time. But what's not a moving target is a feeling of frustration that many people have in their lives, and maybe sometimes in their relationship. So, you know, keep it light, and, you know, and kid, and like Like, if I get mad at my wife, I'll throw it, you know, I'll throw an aluminum can on the bottom of the garbage. That's how I get back. I'm a mean son of a gun. So not to make this, turn this into something aggressive, but it has become this big issue, and it just fulfills a lot of interesting criteria to allow people to express these feelings without getting into a big, fight. All right? That's funny. I can see Heather suggesting on dating sites, you know, you have to put down your environmental compatibility. I wonder if that'll come up in a divorce court someday. Very interesting. All right, let's talk to Suzanne, is it? Dr. Edel here. Welcome to the program.
Hello. I have a question about Latisse. It's that the stuff you can get at the dermatologist that supposedly grows your eyelashes. Is this true,
yep,
and is it safe?
Well, you know, it is true, and most people get this stuff from their ophthalmologist. It's a glaucoma drug, and there's been a little pushback because, first of all, people with glaucoma taking the drug noticed eyelashes were growing. So you know how it is. This is what happened with Rogaine, a heart drug, and people notice, oh my gosh, I'm growing hair. So that changed the focus of the drug company. The FDA is a little concerned. This is a serious drug taken by people for glaucoma. The side effects have been downplayed. We're only beginning to get a handle now on how many people might have side effects. You can get irritation. You can get hair growing where you don't want it. You put on your lower eyelid. You know it's going to leak down on your cheek. You might get hair growing, hair and eyelashes growing there. And so I've seen a lot of ophthalmologists, you know, crying foul over this and saying having eyelashes is not a reason to take a powerful prescription glaucoma medication, and that this is just overkill. And when it comes to cosmetic things, we lower the bar in that we don't tolerate as many side effects. If you were going blind from glaucoma, you tolerate side effects to take this drug because it can save your vision. But for longer lashes, is it worth it? And when I say worth it, I can't say how many of you will get these side effects, because most people in the history of this drug have used it for glaucoma, and you put a drop in your eye. You don't try to rub it on your eye, on your eyelids. Your iris can change color. You can go from blue eyes to brown eyes. And as I said, the question for me is how common are these side effects going to be? And until we get, you know, millions of people, which it looks like there's going to be millions of people taking this stuff because it's being advertised and it's become popular, we're really not going to know. I would be cautious. I really would. It seems to me that for long, luscious eyelashes, there's a lot of ways of going around it in terms of, you know, makeup, in terms of, you know, phony eyelashes, et cetera. So I was a little more enthusiastic in the beginning, but now I'm just like the FDA had to send a letter to the manufacturer and say, listen, you guys, you got to tell people there are side effects. This is not just a walk in the park. And so that tells me we need to settle into a middle ground here that satisfies consumers and federal watchdogs. All right. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Imagine if you could use clean solar power and pay less for it than you're now paying for electricity. Would you do it? Now imagine if you could go solar with no money down, no upfront cost. Well, you're imagining what thousands of SolarCity customers are already experiencing. It's the SolarCity Solar Lease Program, what Scientific American called one of 20 world-changing ideas. With SolarCity Solar Lease, all you do is pay a low monthly payment that's typically less than your current electric bill. You pay zero down and could start saving from day one. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. But don't wait, because the first 100 Bay Area homes to lock in their contract by February 28th will get $500 cash back. Visit SolarCity.com or call 877-525-SOLAR. That's 877-525-SOLAR. 877-525-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world one home at a time.
15-year lease, no payment due at signing. Cash back after receipt of first payment following interconnection. For details, call 877-525-SOLAR.
Hey, McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Comcast presents The On-Demand Couple. On June 26th, Shaquille O'Neal was traded alone in a new town. He turned to his friend Ben Stein. Luckily, Ben had the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand.
I start and stop hit TV shows and the latest movies whenever I want. This feels like home already.
You too can enjoy the Comcast Triple Play with On-Demand. Now only $99 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and enjoy access to thousands of On-Demand choices, including movies, TV series, and kids shows. And now, you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime.
Shaq, you're blocking my movie.
Watch it on my laptop.
You can watch it on your laptop? Wait, that's my laptop!
Hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST today and get the Comcast Triple Play with On Demand for just $99 a month for 12 months. Or step up to our HD Triple Play and get up to $200 back.
Offer ends 3-7-10, applies to starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's time for Ask Dr. Dean at live.com. You can write us with your questions. Ask Dr. Dean at live.com. Heather, fire away. What do you got?
I picked this person because they included me in the greeting. Just kidding. Dear Heather and Dr. Dean, when two people become new roommates, are there any physiological reactions or symptoms to be expected while their bodies acclimate to each other's otherwise healthy germs and stuff?
Oh, and stuff. Well, first, including you in a salutation, excuse me, they put you first. Unforgivable. All right, let's talk about this. Well, you know, for instance, we found, women living together, their periods may synchronize. I'd love to see big follow-ups on those studies. They did indeed find that, though, and we think that may work through pheromones. We are still on a hot on the trail of these things you can't smell that animals use to communicate a variety of impulses. You're going to pick up germs. Like I've told you, you know, you have in your mouth the germ evidence of everybody you've ever kissed in your lifetime. I would suppose living with somebody, you're going to pick up their germs. You're touching the same things that that they are. And so there's that one. And then there are powerful psychological influences. I have a piece I actually didn't do today. I'll get to it tomorrow. On the personal qualities of people you surround yourself with have a lot to do with you and your bad habits and how much you overeat or how much you indulge in negative things. Somebody living with you who has better habits or worse habits has a powerful influence on you. So yes, I would choose wisely. Living with someone is it's a heavy deal, and it's why you want your kids to go to school and have roommates and do these things. And this is where they develop their social skills. So, yeah, physiologically, other than that, I'm not sure there's much. All right, that is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Oh, and Heather's mentioning smoking. Good one, good one. Until then, be well.
At Bank of the West, we're the kind of bank that puts our customers first. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates asked over 28,000 people across the nation how they felt about their bank. For the second year in a row, Bank of the West ranked highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the West region. If that sounds like your kind of bank, stop by Bank of the West for exceptional service that can make banking easier for you.
Member FDIC. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, go to www.jdpower.com.
One of the Bay Area's best places to work is hiring engineers. ArcSight, the leading enterprise security software company, is hosting an exclusive engineering-only job fair on January 28th. At ArcSight, you'll build award-winning software that helps protect the world's top enterprises and government agencies from cybercrime. This is your opportunity to join a Cupertino company the Silicon Valley San Jose Business Journal named among the Bay Area's best places to work. For more, visit ArcSight.com/jobs. That's ArcSight, ArcSight, or go to KGORadio.com, keyword engineers.
Attention, Bay Area. Have you been told by your doctor that you're a candidate for diabetes due to lifestyle or genetic predisposition? That if you don't change things quickly, you could become a type 2 diabetic? If so, you should think about joining a groundbreaking 6-week diabetes study conducted by well-established and recognized diabetes researchers. The study will be held at the Santa Clara Diabetes Society. The study will feature an all-natural product composed of a unique blend of herbs and vegetables known for their abilities to normalize and maintain optimal blood sugar levels in the body. All ingredients that will be used are recognized safe by the FDA and are not known to cause any side effects. Participants in a study done in 2009 saw significant improvement in their blood sugar levels after only 1 week. If you're interested in being part of this revolutionary study, please visit ReclaimDrink.com. That's ReclaimDrink.com. Or call 1-877-355-2461. That's 1-877-355-2461. Contact them now and give yourself the gift of health in 2010.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. So there's a